Eretz. Every Mokum has its Yichud, every Mokum has its Chayin, it's Baruch Hashem. Now let's speak a little bit about Parshas Mishpatim. Is an Inyan of the whole Metzius of Din in Torah is built around Parshas Mishpatim. It's not only particular halachas, but it's a whole facet of Torah is Din. And Chazal are mitzayin it as such. Chazal are mitzayin that there's a yichud to Din. And I want to be oimed on a certain akuda in the Medrash over here. It says, Davachat, Eila Mishpatim, Vayhi Bayom HaShlishi B'yoyis HaBoike. So it says, Ba'boike nitna Torah, U'be'erev nitna Mishpatim. Torah was given in Boiker, and Mishpatim was given in Erev. Ha'ud Echsiv, it brings a pasik, a strange tussle, it's a pasik, Iyav mi Boiker le'erev yukosu, is it's a strange pasik. The pasuk doesn't seem to be any relationship to it. It just says that people, Eov is speaking about how weak people are and how there's nothing to them and how they fall apart. So he says from morning to night they are mukas, they're struck, they're hit. It's hard to see. He brings here that the pasuk is, It says Kilo Adam is from Baikar Erev. Doesn't that's really very hard to see where the Chazal found it in the pasuk. But actually, yeah, Chazal learned up from here that Torah was given in day and Mishpatim was given there. There's a similar Kabbalah from the Arizal. Everybody knows that you're supposed to learn Torah Shabbat only in the daytime, not at night, and because Moshe Rabbeinu knew it was morning and day from the fact that in the morning he learned Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat in the evening. Akbar, it's the same inyan. So it says there's boike nita Torah be'erev nita mishpatim. What's the inyan? So if I say Torah and mishpatim is a chaluka, there's Torah and there's mishpatim, and the chelik of Torah that's Torah proper is given boike, and the chelik that's mishpatim is given be'erev. Gemara says that adon din la mitoi, he is nasa shutev l'maisa breishis, because it says by yisr it says min boike ad erev, and in breishis it says. It's a Vayamay the Amal Moshim and Aboika the Erev, and in Vracious it says Vayerev Aboika. That's how we know that if you done din Emes Lamito, Nasas Shutav Lakarish Baruch Hu. So it's hard to understand. B'dach Kol when Chazal pick a drasha, they pick a word that's the Kuda Ki'ilu. So if Lechveis Aboika or Erev was the Nekuda here, we could say it's like Maitre Vracious. Chayit and Breishis says Vayihi, and here it says Vayihi. Breishis says Or, here it says Boikad Erev. It's very glancingly familiar. Here it says everybody's standing on top of Boikad Erev, and here it's standing there. That's also a Boikad Erev, very hard to understand the Nakud over here. Also, it says that a person is Nasa Shutif LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Musig of a Shutif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Din is Mela, in Maisa Breishis, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into Metzius. It says, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. So if a person does Chesed, you could say he's like a Shutif to the Brias Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamzi, Kiyom, Emzainis, and Parnasa. A person is also Mamzi, Kiyom, Emzainis, Parnasa. A person is Mechayan, Ani. I could understand different inyanim in the world of Chesed, where a person could possibly shtel to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayah the world, you're Mechayah Oni, Mechayah. Mishpat is afterwards. In other words, two people, each one has a field, and then they're growing apples, and they have a fight. What do you do between the two? But it doesn't seem as if there's an Indian mitzad. Where the social to Bria Soilam? Is not the Shutif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bria Soilam? What Nekud and Bria is he a Shutif to? So the Maral says a Shtigla Hezba. I want to enlarge the Hezba. He says a little bit cryptically. The Nakuda in a lot of ways is his vart and saying it in different words, maybe in a little more elaboration. The Rishonim Moshe Ramban says that the Brias Olam was in two stages. He says first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Chaymehi Yuli. All the Rishonim use the same Lashon Ebenezer, the Ramban. Basically, there was an amorphous substance, a substance without any particular Hagdara, And later on, there was chal on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split it up and made different things. The Bekilu, there's a clay that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, and he made chaymer out of it. The truth is, today, Bezman Hazeh, scientists have found a very similar thing. The first cells that a person is created with, the cells can become anything. It can become a liver, it can become a hand, it can become a bone, it can become a nose. The cells in the very first stage are mamish, useful for anything. So the first thing, and that's the stem cells. The first thing that gets created is a mass of undefined cells. And as the progress goes on, they begin to get clear tchunis. First, they become certain types of cells. They become clear ivarim, and so on. If we're to use the lashon that kadmonim use, it's chaymer and tzura. In other words, the first step of creating something is there is something. If I want to build a table, the first thing is I need material. A person can bring lumber, a person can bring in metal, a person can bring in plastic. But I need something. There has to be a thing. The next stage is to impart certain tchunis and gvulis on the chayfetz. If I bring in wood, I have to cut it to size, I have to shape it, I have to connect with something. But lemaisa, imposing a certain tzura on it is a second stage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he created a metzias. There was no metzias. And on that metzias, he created, defined lines and a metzias on top of it. A similar nukud you find in Rashi. Rashi says that the asavim and everything was under the earth. In the first day, everything was created and was under the earth. And each day, its bria popped up. In other words, the bria b'koyach was there before, and at each stage, the desha popped up, the etzim popped up, and so on. So the bria sa'olam came in two stages. There was a kind of yesh me'ayin, where things came into bria. The thing that the Rishonim call chay me'yuli, which means metzias, and then on top of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut each day. He was geyser another nekuda out of it. He formed trees out of it. He formed behemoths out of it. Those are the two stages of Bria Sa'olam. In the world of Yesh Me'ayin, in the world of Chesed, a person has no Shaychus Be'etzim, because we have no Shaychus. In the world of Yesh Me'ayin, of giving something that nothing was there before, we really don't have any Shaychus. We can imitate it a little bit with Chesed. In Chesed is Ki'ilu Yesh Me'ayin. I'm giving you without you having earned it. So doing a Ma'aseh Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, is similar to that. As far as people go, it's an imitation of that. But it's not, you don't become a Shutev at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's an imitation. It's a pale imitation. We're not shaykh to that world of Chesed Shalemus, of Yesh Me'ayin. That's not shaykh to Adam Mechlam. Once we have things in the world, and we impose a certain seder on it, well, I'll give you a muscle. In geometry, you have size. Like, you have two triangles. So there's the size of the triangles. I have a teensy-weensy triangle and a huge triangle. Those are two different sizes. But the angles and the shape, if it's the exact same angles, it's exactly the same. Somebody said a shir on Kiddush HaChodesh, Rav Ganot, he's a big, big mumchi, don't want to put that to the calendar. And he was saying it for an olim that never learned any math or anything, and Yishlaim Yidin, and he was trying to explain to them the idea of an angle. And somebody told him it's impossible that 45-degree angle could cover the whole Shemaim also. If this is 45 degrees, how could it cover everything? It wasn't shaykh to the musig that a proportion is the same whether you're dealing with a little pie on the table or you're dealing with the whole globe. It doesn't make a difference. I remember that the argument back and forth, it was an amazing argument because he was speaking Chinese and he understood Italian. It wasn't shaykh one with the other. But in Tzura, a tzura is exactly the same. A circle is a circle, depending, no matter what size it is. So in the world of Din and Mishpat, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzura that he cut onto the bria, and that's where it expresses itself. So the dinei Torah, boifen kloli, is shayach to that. Except in din Torah itself, there's also two dargis. Lamashal, in when a person is misasik in kodesh and choil, for instance, treifis or maris or chayis or luluv and esrik, those are defined entities, yerdei entities, in other words, defined entities, this is a luluv, this is an esrik, and so on and so forth. You don't have such, and you also have to be meira sometimes, meira m'loshon hira, between things that are similar. The sharpest place you find a complete taruvus of inyanim is in chayis and mishpat. The musig of erev and boiker, we've spoken about this sometimes in the other shir. The Ramban says that erev is miloshen irbuf, because at night you get a mixture, you get a fudging of the different tzuras, and as night falls, things become more and more blurred and less resolute. They kind of become a mishmash. Everything becomes one. And when it's pitch dark, there's no brirus and brirus whatsoever. When a person in the daytime, so erev is miloshen irbuv, boiker is miloshen, the word boiker in Hebrew means criticism in the sense of to sharply define something. Bikoiris tia levaker ben toiv levein ra. Boiker means to clearly distinguish and define. Since as morning becomes, shapes begin to appear dramatically, you get the clear shape of everything. That is the chelek of boiker. So the bria really starts with erev. Vayi erev vayi boiker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first bria was this chayme yuli, this mass of metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Oyer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel Brirus onto the Bria. The second stage of the Bria is having a clear Metzias about you. The it's interesting, the word Bria itself, the word Bara and Borar, they both have a base rage in it. One is to bring from nothing into the world, and one is to select within. The ability to select between the two is the final stage of Bria. It's interesting, in Shabbos, most malachis are kind of yesh me'ainik malachis. Whether it's sowing, whether it's reaping, harvesting, Bayer is a unique malacha, and it's miraculous. Bayer, it's a unique malacha because it doesn't involve bringing something new into the world, but imposing hafchanes, imposing brirus on something, is part of my sebrachus. The erev part is bringing things into the world. The boiker part is defining the tzuris and being koyveya clear gedar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maaseh Bereishis consists of two parts. It consists of a part that is Erev, that's the first Metzias, undefined mass of Metzias, and then you have a Chalois of Boiker on it, which is a sharp defining of the different Metzias and different elements. Vayerev Vayboiker Yom Echad means that Maaseh Bereishis is a Boiker and an Erev. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, we also have two Torahs. There's a Torah that is, what we call most of Torah, is Dvar Hashem of Yesh Me'ayin. And the Chelek that we'll call Yerideya, just Pasha to give us a little bit of a sense of it, is Shayach to that. Tefillin is Yesh Me'ayin. The Sukkah is Yesh Me'ayin. You know, like Hashem Baruch Hu said, this is Tefillin, this is Sukkah, this is that. The Metzias is a new Metzias kind of that came into the world. Chayshim Mishpat, Mishpatim, is within the world of Yesh B'Yesh, within the world of Kinyanim. The whole Metzias of Chayshim Mishpat is Yesh B'Yesh. It's exchange, it's Kinyan, it's buying, it's selling, it's two people. You can't be Machmeh. In your day, you can be Machmeh. In Chayshim Mishpat, you can't be Machmeh. I once asked Adam Gadol, I asked him, I once a shayla about Shidduchim, was a very delicate shayla. It's funny, I asked two Anashim Gdoilim. They both told me the same thing, that the hardest shayla is Shidduchim, because you can't be Machmeh. I mean, you know, somebody gets the rear end of the deal if you Machmeh. You know, you can't be Machmeh for one and help you make it for the other. In the world of Chayshim Mishpat, there's no, Kula is Kula Nitva. But that's that because it's Nitzvah and Teveah. But there is no such thing as being able to say, okay, we'll be machmeh a little bit more on this one. It's not. It's kuloi yesh. It's kuloi things that are. And now it's a shaila of being mevarer between one and the other. So the chelik of Torah, which is shayach to boiker, is the chelik of Torah, which is shayach to boiker, is the other part. The Erev is the chelik that we were given to untangle. The Torah Shebiksav, the thing that's written, that's what it says. Finished. That's why Kosh Baruch Hu was magdifas. Kosh Baruch Hu was magdilulav and esrei. Chayshim Mishpat doesn't have too many psukim. Chayshim Mishpat requires us to go in and to be oimid what's mine, what's his, what's yours, and so on. That's the pshat that a person is nasa shutif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the gemar of the bria. It's the gemar of being meichel, the brirus of yoyim that disappears at night. We mamshich that brirus into the whole world of the bria as well. That's the unique chelik of Torah that's called Chayshim Mishpat. This is in a big picture. It's divided between those two inyanim. The emes is, it extends to a lot of other halakim of Torah in different ifanim. And let's talk a little bit about this. We are B'nai Torah, and it's something that's important to know. First of all, let's take, if something is not defined, it loses its mitzias. For instance, we have a chiyuv to be zocher seyim HaShabbos, to be maske Shabbos. So Kiddush is very understandable. A person stands at the beginning of Shabbos, and he says, it's a new day, it's Kaddish, it's Gevaldik, and so on. What's Havdalah? Havdalah is part of the Zohar. It's Kiddush of Havdalta. What's the union of Havdalah? It's okay, you can have a smoke now. You can. What's the point of Havdalah? The Teretz is, if Shabbos has an undistinguishable end to it, then it's not, then Shabbos lost itself. In other words, somebody say, well, Shabbos will keep going and going. If it Shabbos doesn't have a clearly defined Erev and Boiker, and Boiker and Erev, then you lose. Something which doesn't have the Havchana gets lost. The Koyach of Adam to Mimafchin lies in Das, specifically. And that's why it says, in Das Ayin Havdolim in Ayin. Bina is a koyach, once we spoke to the Thursday night, Bina is a koyach that extends, builds outwards, adds, it's moisif. Das is a koyach that's mafchin. The elementary level of das needed for a kinyan is that you mafchin between an egoist and a tzorer. If somebody who hoards everything is not a bar das. Somebody who's egoist and neutral, tzorer v'zorek, that's das. In other words, to be mafchin between what's worth keeping and what's not worth keeping is das, that creates havdalah. And b'meila in the ata choyne adam das is where we're mafchin between kodesh and choyl, because being koyvea kdusha is totally as much in the initiation of it, in saying, okay, now it's Shabbos, as it's totally just as much in saying it's oy Shabbos. I once thought, al piderach manalocha, but that there's a shaila in Shalom Sport down in Falocha, to which they call Shaiv Machmed, where the women are Chayiv and Abdullah or not. That's why Lechatchilah, which we try to make Abdullah for the women, and so on. we pass the Achayev. At the end of the day, you start the Achayev. But it is it's one shita and it's a shalara pasuk and it should be machmir. Women have a bina yaseira. Das says da'it and kalos. In other words, in bina they have a plus. In das there's the less the da'it and kalos. So b'meila it's harder. So Havdola requires a sharpness of das for it. It requires a sharpness of chana. There are a lot of inyanim that go into that cloud. There's a shy like this. If somebody gets married, so it's a fascinating din. There's a din of havchana in Zera. If somebody gets married and somebody dies and somebody, you're not allowed to marry her within 3 months because of havchana. It's a machlekes in the Gemara, Shmuel and Rava, what the tam is. So Rava says a very logical tam. He says you're going to have a lot of problems with halacha. The person born is a sibling of the first family and the second family. It's Nagea Krisis, it's Nagea Rayas, right and left. It's Nagea 1001 in Yanim Halacha. It's Exeris Chachamim that you know, we shouldn't have a problem with that. That's a very logical taina. Shmuel says, he's the first one, he says that it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masha the Shechina on Lezaro loy achrov, it has to be clearly defined zera achrov, and if it's not clearly defined zera achrov, then it's lacking in asher shchina. It's actually a machlokes apoyskim whether it's the raisa or the rabbanim. Rav is certainly rabbanim; it's only xera. Shmuel the shaila is. I think la loch lemaisu paskin. It's only in asmachta, but lemaisu quite a few poskim hold that it's an ikra din. In other words, liyazal kin loy lezara achrov is, even though he's a yid, he's a 100 yid, two big tzaddikim, and there's not a shayla that is an erlich yiddish kin. But if there's not a clearly defined yiddishkeit, it's not him. A koyin, that's taka din rabbanim. But also, a koyin, if he's definitely ben koyin, but we don't know, it has to be Aaron and Banav. If we don't know clearly whose son, Baal Achas Masara, so if it's Deres Nus, if it's not Deres Nus, then the Rabbana didn't passel. But if it is, Rabbana passel it on the same kav, that if it's not, if it doesn't have the Brirus, it doesn't have the Behirus, then it's lacking in Yichus. Yichus means there's a Klarkai. Gemara says when they were Goynes, say for Yuchsim, which is Divrei Yomim, they it says, Tosh, Koyich, I think it says, the Kav Moir Neim, if I'm not mistaken, of Yisrael. Once we lost the sense of Yuchsin, then we don't have the Koyach HaRe'iyah to see clearly the Hemshech. We want to spoke about, everyone spoke about the Tosh Koyach also, but the Kabbal Meir Neim, they lost sight, Choshka Meir Neim, I think, says, they, if you don't see clearly, it disappears into the world of Erev, and it's lacking there. Der Halacha is, I want to take it, I guess, to the world of Lemaisa. And again, it's an Inyan Lemaisa for Bnei Torah more than for Balabatim, but it's important to understand it. There's a famous Maisa Rav from the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav, everybody knows, was a tremendous Machman, and so on. Somebody once saw him drinking water outside the Sukkah, and he told him, Shteitach, Ayitachem, he says, no chiv. It said, but it says, "Amachmir tov v'bracha." So the Rav said, "Chnishki machmir." So, what's the pshat in the ma'isa? There was a very strong kav in that ma'isa, and it's a very important. Let's say a person. I'll give you a marshal. A person has a shaila in halacha, and he comes to an inyan, and there are a lot of shitas that it's usur, that it's wrong, that it's this. But he found a shita that's okay, and he has a cheshik to do it, whatever it is, and he does it. So that's a kalos das. It's a lack of yerushimayim. And we understand the chisaron of that. That's something we understand. Let's say the other way around. A person takes a look. He has a shayla, can eat something, takes a look. It's a big shach, a long piece of tshuva. He says, you know what? I grabbed enough of a piece of chuva and not eat a piece of cake and fartik. Machmir. No. That's wrong. There's a halacha of it's a pasuk. And it's kind of it says v'hivdaltem bein abeim ha-toyer la-tmeyer bein oif ha-tomi la-toyer v'loi se-shaktos na-shechem b'hem bo-oif b'choyla she-tzer mois ha-doma ashe-hivdalti lochem la-tami v'yisem li-ktoishin kodeshnei Hashem v'avdil eschem an-am li-yisli. So it starts off v'hivdaltem bein abeim ha-toyer la-tmeyer. So Rashi says over here ein tzach leim e-por l'chamoyer she-muvdom ni-korim heim alvein toyer lechol etmei lecha bein shenishchat rubo shel simin lenishchat chetziv vekama bein rubo lechetziv malay sayra vekama rubo lechetziv malay sayra. So Rashi says over here that the pshat in the pasuk is as if the pasuk is saying let's take the pasuk where it says the pasuk says you've got to learn to be machin in a chut hasayra between Tomei and Tohar. If it's Nishchat Rubai, not Nishchat Rubai, how much is it? It's a Chut HaSaira. In the Schah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mavdil V'yisem K'toish and K'toish HaShem V'avdil Eschem Na'am Yisli. In other words, the Avoida of Hayra is to be Mavdil. To leave things obfuscated is wrong because it's not neveya from a zehirus yasa, it's neveya from a atvus yisera of not being mevarer and oimid on the din the way it should be. If a person is mevarer the halacha ad mokum sheyodei magas with all the amal ha-teira, and he says this is up to the point of mevarer and I can't mevarer more, then being machmir is the right thing. Even if the person is machmer, he was mevarer the halacha le'emes lamitoi, that is right, and it's mutter. And he says, but there is a makom to be machmer because there are some shittas or whatever it is, and b'meila I'm going to be machmer, that's also good. Chazal called that lefnim mishuras hadin. Lefnim mishuras hadin has to have a shuras hadin. In other words, it's not an evus on the din. The pshat is, yeah, it's a shetach hefker. You know, from this point onwards, I don't know what to do, so we'll leave it asa. That's falling short on the din of yivdaltem and emeter beinoy fatam la tohar. The musug of havdala is the chiyuv teira, the chiyuv that's novea from amelus b'teira, from the world of Mishpatim, is that the person clarify ad makom shel magas. If a person wants to do more, if a person feels that the halacha allows for a lefnim mishuras hadin, the halacha has a hidur mitzvah, the halacha has an inyan noisiv, and is moisif on it, then that's fine. It says the kol gadol v'lo yosef, so it's v'lo pasak of Lehoisiv, two shitas, it's the same. You can't add if the first one didn't stop. In other words, if the first call keeps going, there's no Tosefes. To be Moisif is Shayach, if there is a clear Hagdara, this is Iker, this is Tosefes, this is Din, this is Shuras Adin, this is Lefnim Shuras Adin. When you have that type of Nekuda, then it's Shayach to apply that concept of Tosefes to it. If it's just one big hodgepodge, you don't have it. It's very interesting. Kabbalah Tov Malchus Shemayim of Boiker, the Hagdara is when a person can be mafchim between Tchelos and Karti, or Tchelos and Shaboy. In other words, there's a Kabbalah Tov Malchus Shemayim of Boiker, there's a Kabbalah Tov Malchus Shemayim of Erev, and a Kabbalah Tov Malchus Shemayim of Boiker is when things start becoming clear. When there's clear hafchana between two things that are very daimed to each other. Whether it's a chaver, whether it's a zev and keller, whether it's a kreishit ches, it doesn't make a difference. Hafchana is the ikar over here. So b'meila, that's the kabbalos or mashmaim of Laila is emuna. It's accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when we don't understand and when it's choshech and so on. The kabbalos or mashmaim of Baker, is Baker's ma'afiyah, is that we undertake to be mevarer everything in the Bria to its fullest. One of the Lashonis that's very sugar in Chassidus's farm about Avodas Adam is always called Bira Nitzaitis. Without understanding what Bira Nitzaitis is, but the Pshat is, it's an Avodah of being mevarer between Kodesh and Chol. That is a central part of Avodas Adam. Adam is the only person who's a Bar Das, and the middle is the only person that is Shayach to this Avodah. Let's just go back and finish up. So we started out with understanding the Eila Mishpatim that Chazal say over here that there was a Beit Nitna Teira Uberev Nitna Mishpatim, and we explained that Teira carries itself two Chalokim. There's a Chalok of Teira that is Dvar Hashem Yesh Me'ayindik. Now this is what's been put on the table. This is Vezoisa Teira. It's put down and we pointed, and that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that, the Avodah is to be Mekablet. We're Mekablet as the Dvar Hashem, that's that. Then there's a Chelek that's called Mishpatim, which is, like it says in Shoftim, that you know, Bein Din Ledin, Bein Dam Ledam. The Shaila that comes up is the Bein Lebein. The Shaila that comes up is between one and another. I once said, Oderach HaTachos, Mishneh Chasada, that in Purim there's a din of, that is Lipsume Adela Yoda. There's a whole series of Mishnahs, a whole series of Ein Bein. Ein Bein Bomo Dele Bomo Ktana Ela. Ein Bein Mitzayim Muzgul Mokot Ela. It's interesting that in Megillah, that's where Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Mesada, the Mekoymes that have a very difficult Havchana. The Irbuv between Dvarim Adoimim and Havchana is stuck in over there. Certainly good for Purim. So certainly a good... But Al-Kaponim, the Metzias of Torah includes two Avodas. There's a Chelek being Mekabel Dvar Hashem because it's Dvar Hashem. And that's the Birush HaTorah. And then there's an Avodah in applying it. The guy in the famous guy in Emes Lamita is the Emes Mitzah the Sheirish, that this is Taka what the Halach is, and the Lamita is that this is Taka the Mitzias that Shaykh to. This is, it's Shtelta Chavek correctly in the world. The second Chalak of Avodah, the Mishpatim, is what Shaykh to Bnei Torah, to Olam HaTorah, to everyone who's an Amal B'Torah, and that's his Torah Sum Nasai. It means a person has to be mevara things. He has to be oimid as much as a shayach yor magas, be yoril umkosh or something, and be mevara the protein and pirtei protein. It is a fine hanhaga to be machmir, and there are many reasons to be machmir. One is because there's shitas, and we have no way to paskin between two shitas. We can be machriya and say most places like this. But we don't have any way of slogging up shittas. So b'meila, if a person feels a certain amount of shittas that are enough that he's in a dagger that he wants to be machmir for the shittas, that's fine. If a person is afraid that it's too easy to come to a michshol, fine. If a person feels there's a gedder of hiddur and so on, fine. But b'tnai that the person is not misrashal in the bureau of the union itself. The chiyuv of mishpatim, the chiyuv, that whole chiluk of Torah is to bring oyer into the irbuv of the bria, to be done on everything, and it applies here today as well. It's just chesh mishpat is the place where it's most boiled as the dogma, but it's bein dam ledam is just like bein din ledin. The kilkul of the bria is the irbuv, where we don't have clearly defined matzavim, musagim, bein dam ledam, bein din ledin. That's the kilkul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our avodah is avodah being mavdal. I know it's strange, the stipends have paid to take off his Shabbos suit as soon as he finished Baba Malko, Abdullah, I don't remember which one. But it wasn't the pshat that you wear the Shabbos suit until you're changing anyway, so you'll change to Sunday morning, Monday afternoon, depending on you know when to get around to it. It's as much a kilkul in being mavchen in Kedusha Shabbos if you don't wear a Shabbos suit Friday night, as when you continue wearing it Sunday afternoon. because it becomes a general. It's one of my pet peeves in America. Somebody discovered that you can open a store and you can serve cholent on Tuesday afternoon without any problems, and people buy it. Krepach used to be for 3 days a year. You can get it 365 days a year without any problems. You can. So what you're doing is that you're watering down, on a very partial level, but you're watering down Shabbos. If somebody eats cholent 6 days a week, so Shabbos has no yichud to it. The yichud of something is as much expressed by what you do then as what you don't do some other time. That gives it its yichud. And b'meila, Havdalah and Kiddush both mark Shabbos with the same way. And a person has to, the person's kaya hadas is to be mafchid. Someone told me, this I heard from a person personally, he went to the Chazon Ish with an esrig. Chazon Ish looked at it for 2 hours. It was a makur of the Chazon Ish. And at the end of 2 hours, he said, kosher. And the fact that I spent 2 hours looking at it doesn't make it less kosher than if I would have said immediate kosher. In other words, it took more light to be oimed on it. But once I was oimed on it, that's the brewer's I did. So for us, it's nogea in what we're doing when we're working on trying to mevarer frustrating pratim in the lemaisa of something, in the halacha of something, it's not a prat. It's the whole chelik of Torah that's called mishpatim. It's the whole chelik of Torah that a person is given das for. And das ayin abdolim inayin. So if a person is given das, his chiyuv is to be mavdol. V'ibdaltim etayin Torah l'tmeya, the Torah says, you've got to look into the behemoth that has that shchita, that's borderline, and it's a chiyuv to be mavdol. It's a chiyuv to look at it, and if you're aiming that it's kasha, it's a chiyuv of v'ibdaltim. That's what the chiyuv is. The umazeh is that Kadosh Baruch Hu's mavdol me'yisrael u'mesoilam. Yisrael u'mesoilam are both human beings, they both look alike, they both talk alike, they both, you can say they have this tchunis, that tchunis. Havdalah is a sharpness of being able to be magdir what's Kedushas Yisroel and what's Shaykh to general Tzuras Adam, to Tzal Malikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is magdir Klal Yisroel because Klal Yisroel is magdir Torah. And it's a chiyuv, I guess it's a special chiyuv for us. Taking sometimes being machmir just generally is a shortcut for us from sitting down and being oimed on the Bura Adin and the Oimek Adin Adasayf. The Chiyuv, it's not just a particular din, it's the whole Chiyuv of Torah that's given to us. It belongs under the Gerev Mishpatim, and that's our Chiyuv of being Mevar and Mavdil between Kodesh and Choyl, and between Oyer and Choyshech, and all these Inyanim. We Mamshech the Oyer into Erev to give each thing its own particular Tzura. That makes a person Shutif to my celebrations. Sorry? Yeah. I'm not sure. It says ki'ilu, I guess, all I can say that pasuk is, it's ki'ilu the briyas adam is miboikar erev. If you want to say what's a person, the pasuk is trying to say the entirety of the person is not worth anything. So miboikar erev is, that's the metzias of adam. It includes boikar and erev. That's the only thing I could, it's very hard to see where it came from. Yeah, that's it.